God, Father God, as she shares the word of God before us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Byron. I get to take it off. I hope I don't get too loud, Jerry. Okay, bear with me. I'm just getting my bearings here. This moves a little bit. I don't want to dump it in the floor. So I'm just going to be real with everybody, okay? Is that all right? I don't know how to do it any other way. So it's happening. I'm here. It's been a year. Yeah. I'm telling you. So I'm just going to be right now. I just want to pray. So everybody just pray with me if you would. Father, oh, I call him Papa. Papa God. Father, let me speak your heart today. In Jesus, the Redeemer of my soul, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the hosts of heaven, Lord. Holy Spirit, your fire, Lord, we can't do anything apart from you. But yet they're all three one. But yet it's just amazing. Is God not amazing? He amazes me. The three are one, but the one are three. So I just ask you today, Lord, that you would just have your way, that my thoughts would be your thoughts, my words would be your words. And that we would just feel your love and your joy in our midst, as only you can do, Father. For, as Pastor Byron said, for such a time as this. And I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Byron. And Lord, you be glorified in the midst. Be honored and glorified and lifted up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise you, Lord. You know, I have so much, but yet I'm like, I have not had one nervous hair on my body. That's normally not like me until a little bit ago, but that's okay. I want the Lord to have his way. I have so much, but it's like what you prayed, Twyla, Father, let me speak only what you want. Can this lead anymore? Nope, we're not going to do that. Okay. I'm just going to start out. A year ago when Pastor Byron approached me to minister, I was so honored. And at that time, I sought the Lord. I believe it was March. And all I kept hearing the Lord say to me that this was the season of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I heard this so many times. And I'm telling you, a year ago. Only the Lord. So what I'm going to be sharing with you today, we're going to take a walk down Sandy's last year of the words that God has given her. Because I have journaled them down and the Lord has amazed me. Last night as I was putting everything, the final things together for today, I literally wept. Because as you guys know, as you journal things that God gives you, I have to, if I go to clear my throat, I'm sorry, I got the speaker here. This is new for me. So, but as you journal things down, you can't remember everything. We know the Lord brings things, excuse me, back to our memory. But as I went back and read, I was amazed. I'm amazed because it was such confirmation of what God is doing right now in our nation and in the world. I'm going to probably get a little political here in the sermon a bit because I can't help it. Because this is where God has brought me, at least what he has ministered to me for such a time as this. We all know what's going on in our nation right now. So I want to back up and start from the beginning. I had, when I asked the Lord, I said, you know, when Pastor Byron came to me, he's like, Sadie, you know, it's not going to be this time. Thank you, Pastor Byron. We're going to wait on the word, and you can do it at a later time. I had such a peace on me. I've learned to do that. Lord, it's not your time. So here we go, you know, and anyways, so we were, I think I was going to in January. I got sick, couldn't do it then. I was like, that's all right, Lord, not your time. So this is the time. This is the day. So it's been a year. So the season of the line of the tribe of Judah. Okay, so this is the message he was giving me. So all these last 12 months, everywhere I've gone, I see a lion. I see a picture of a lion. I hear words, prophetic words by people that I trust about the season of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Every time I turn around, I can't even tell you how many times. Well, accompanied with this, over the last probably 2-3 years, I had prophesied here about, and this goes hand in hand with the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, it's the fire of God that God is getting ready to pour out. It's those healings. It's those miracles that we've all desired, where God is bringing us to this place. It's a crescendo that's coming together. But the fire of God, the word that God had given me was, he had me speak that his fire was going to go out through the land, and it was going to burn in the hearts of those that love him, and it's going to burn up that which is not of him. That is what's going on right now. This is what we're experiencing. So then I don't know, maybe it was a few weeks ago, I get this video, the first one I've seen, and it was of a minister, a prophetic person, and on the picture behind him is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah with flames behind, and I'm like, here we go, it's building, and I'm like, Lord, what is coming, what you've been saying to me? So I'm excited, can you tell? Even in the midst of what is going on, I'm here to bring hope, to speak hope into our lives that are here in joy. I have been feeling the joy of the Lord even in the midst of all that we're going through. And I want to praise the Lord for it, because God is getting ready to demonstrate that he is God. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah has left. The word God had given me, chains had fallen off, and he's on the move. It's already begun. We're going to start seeing it with our eyes, the manifestations of it in this land, in the world. So I'm going to slow down. I get so excited because I have documented here some words. This was in February. Bear with me, okay? Because I've got a lot of things, but it's good. As I prayed, I saw, this was February 11th, last year. As I prayed, I saw in the Holy Spirit many balls of flame showering down upon the earth. The Lord said that this was his heavenly host. I saw them land upon all the earth, and a great shaking took place as they landed. He said that they would change the atmosphere. Well, this, just as of recently, I've heard prophesied, and it's been said about the heavenly hosts that have been sent out. I've been hearing this through other prophets. So I'm reading this. This was a year ago. As I was reading last night, and I said, Lord, You are at work right now. He said that he has seen the faithfulness of his children, and now you will see the faithfulness of me, the Lord said. Yeah. The faithfulness of me. He said that the earth is my footstool, not man's. Yeah. Praise your name, Father. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to share? Really, I have the words that he has given me throughout this last year. And what I want to share is hope. And I want to share today that God is getting ready to do Those miracles, these amazing things that we have only dreamed about, we've experienced some of us, but we are coming into a time, and I want all of you to embrace this and know that God is in control of our nation. He is in control of the presidency. I know that God is just getting ready to do abundantly more than we can even imagine. But anyways, I was looking through my Bible, and I had gone back and looked up about Judah, about the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the Lord was showing me throughout Genesis, it's verses 37 through 50. And what was really interesting to me is that Judah, that's Jacob's, the sons of Jacob is the 12 tribes of Judah, right? So Jacob's sons, the names of them, I'm not going to list them all, but Judah, we know, is the one, they ended up selling Joseph for 20 shekels. Remember that? They were going to kill him and put him in the hole, you know, in the pit, I should say. So what happened, I'm just going to give a little synopsis of the story to get to Judah, because I found this really interesting. So Reuben, one of the other sons, wanted to go back and sneak Joseph out. Well, that didn't happen because they sold him. So Reuben was like, oh my goodness, well, long story short, we know where Joseph ended up. We know he ended up the governor over Egypt. He was second in command. But what happened, remember when the family finally came because they needed food because of the famine? Judah had gone in. Joseph knew who they were. They didn't know who Joseph was. But what I found interesting was Joseph was messing with them. He wanted Benjamin. He wanted to keep Benjamin. I don't want to go through the whole story because it's so long. It's just chapters long. But the point I'm getting to is Judah had finally offered himself. He offered himself. And as I was looking through the word, I was like, Lord, that's what you did for us. So the lion of the tribe of Judah, the season that we're in, this is just a little sidebar, but I was like, this really ministered to my heart. Judah, he was like, no. He's like, please. He said, take me. Don't take Benjamin. Because they knew already Jacob losing Joseph devastated him. It almost put him in the grave. And he knew if he lost Benjamin, he was done for. So what was amazing when I went back and I was studying, because I was like, well, Lord, you know, you're saying it's the season of the line of the tribe of Judah, but what is? Show me more about Judah. So what was amazing, I was like, Lord, that's what you did. You laid your life down for us, and you're going to do it again, meaning in this nation, in the world, for his children. But I was so amazed because Judah was like, no, take me. Take me. Don't take Benjamin. My father can't live through this. So I can't explain what I felt when I read that. I was just touched. I was like, wow. So again, that there was just the correlation. So I'm like, Lord, you are from the tribe of Judah. We know that. He was born out of the tribe of Judah. But now we're in the season of the line of the tribe of Judah. In this season right now is going to be unprecedented. That right now there's so much discouragement. I feel it. I see it. In our nation, but I'm telling you, there is hope coming forth. This lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the Lord, he is getting ready to show himself, and he's coming with fierceness. The Lord said to me five different times, this was also the end of February, the Lord said to me 5 different times that this is the season of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He said that he has a fierceness for his children. I saw in his eyes an intent. I saw him roaring, and I saw the chains that had been holding him fall off. He is being released and is going out with a mission to seek and save the lost and set the captives free. That was another word that God had given me. Then I saw in March, the Lord had spoke to me. I saw this when I was praying. I saw a crown upon the head of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was on his throne. He is going forth with intent and purpose on behalf of his children. Again, with fierceness. Praise you, Father. This spoke to me. This was in March of last year. And again, this is about the fire. I wanted to share this word God gave me. The Lord had handed me in both hands burning fire from his heart to mine. I remembered before him, I could just feel the flames of fire. I took the flames and I held them close. He said that he was giving me the fire of his heart and for his children. I saw the gates open up and the Lion of the tribe of Judah went forth. He is going forth on behalf of his children. He showed me that these gates that I saw opened were not gates of a cage, but the gates of heaven that have opened, and he is going forth. This word here was the end of March, not long after. This is what we're coming into. The Lord showed me that just as the Levites carried the ark, we now carry his glory. I saw this in the spirit, that we are kings and priests seated with Christ in the heavenlies. We do not share his glory, but we carry his glory, just as the Levites did. How amazing. This is the power of God, his Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit that's in us, that is, it's everything. It's the glory. We do not share his glory. We carry his glory. And what God is getting ready to do in each and every one of his children, we are so hungry for his presence. And I am telling you, I believe with all my heart, I can't even comprehend and put into words what God is going to do because it is unprecedented. I wish I had the words and could say it, but I know it with everything in me. I know it from the power of the Holy Spirit in me to expect the unexpected but greatness from God. That glory that we carry, we can't. The things, you know, the glory, oh, it encompasses everything. And I was sitting in the fellowship room before service, and the Lord kept saying to me over and over, and I know he wants this shared, we can't give out what we don't have. We can't give out what we don't carry already. Yeah. So I've said, well, then more, Lord, more, give us more. And what does that look like? It's more of his presence. It's more of his glory. It's more of his word. He is the word. It's more. It's more. And as we sit and take in and retrieve more from him, we're going to be giving out. Release it out to those. I'm telling you, I don't know of... lately, I have been feeling... I don't know if you agree or not, but the presence of God has been increasing. Who has felt that in here lately? I mean, serious, it's coming up to a level in hearing his voice and him wanting you to move. I'm like, so it's really something, because pay attention to that. Don't look at the natural and what's going on around you right now. Oh, no, don't listen to the news. Don't listen to that garbage and let it in your soul. I'm telling you, because I am hearing the Lord. I am sensing the Holy Spirit, the Lord. I can feel the fire of God at times come up, just swell up around me and inside me. And I'm like, Father, you haven't brought us this far. I know what God has spoke to me. I know what he has showed me about this nation. And I'm here to tell you, some of you may disagree. That's okay. We can disagree. But I, right now, I've got the floor. And I'm telling you that this nation, Trump will be back in that White House. I don't care how long it takes. He is coming back. God is not done. And it isn't just there. It's what God is getting ready to do throughout the world. He needs this nation. He's keeping that covenant with us. All I have more. I have a stack here. That's what I just brought with me of words all this last year that God has given me. He did not put this burden in prayer. I know myself about 3 years ago and I'm going to get on a little sidetrack here. But I had the Lord put on my heart about just the evil in the world. Let's just start there. It's awful in its own, but just say the evil in the world. So the Lord had me interceding. So I would pray and I'd pray more. And this has been going on for years. Lord, expose it. Lord, expose it. Expose the enemy. Expose the enemy, Lord. Expose the evil in the world. Expose the, you know, evil in our nation, in our government. I would pray as the Holy Spirit led. This has gone on for years. Well, as I kept praying, he started exposing. Well, to my knowledge, I know I've shared some things before, little bits, and it's awful. The more every day that goes by, the depths of the corruption and evil in this nation and in this world are beyond anything I ever could have imagined. And my fear is it's worse than that, and I'm sure it is, which I would travail some nights, some days at home. I would weep, and I would cry. The human trafficking, it's worse than it's ever been. All of this stuff, I'm like, Lord, I would talk to people about it. It was more than some can handle. But I'm like, this is going on. This is real. We can't hide our... So my point is, I want to step back and look at the big spiritual picture that God's trying to show me, right? So as the years are going by, so I'm like, okay, Lord. So I get to a place, and a year ago, okay, now pray for justice, okay? Because exposure's been coming, right? We're seeing things exposed that we can't even, and there's more coming we're going to see. So then I start praying for justice. Well, then the Lord, I know because he showed me, more words, he is sending his heavenly host. He is coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That means the Lord's coming on the scene. And I'm telling you, with the Lion of the tribe of Judah, it is not going to be good for those that are not right with him. But it's going to be heavenly for those that are. That's the bold word of the day. That's what God has been giving me, and I can't. And he tells me, I'm telling you, there's words he gives me, and he goes, and do not candy coat it. One time he said that to me. When you have God say, don't candy coat it or deliver it just how I wrote it, I'm like, oh, because sometimes I'm like, Lord, is this too strong? Is this too, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll do what you say. Don't candy coat it. But anyways, so now it's leading us up to all of this has come about, and then we see what's happened with our presidency. But look what all the things that he was doing for the Lord. Look at all the laws that were passed for the Lord. Do you think the Lord right now is going to say, oh, well, couldn't do it, sucker? You know what I mean? I've told people, I've had to stand and say, listen, and I'm here to build up faith, to give you joy and hope in the midst. I would rather stand on the side of the Lord and believe and support. And okay, Lord, I have to share something. A word he gave me a while back, I was down in my prayer room in my basement, and I saw a white horse. The Lord was riding on this white horse. He was riding hard and fierce, and he was going into battle. And then the Lord showed me, I saw a horse to his right, and he said, that's where I want my bride. I want her on her horse beside me going into battle as a warrior. And I said, Lord, That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. And so I'm sharing that with you that we are in a place right now that actually don't know how to put this into words, but find joy in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Feel the love. Valentine's Day, I thought, Lord, you're having me speak on Valentine's Day. Feel the love of the Father in it. Because I am telling you, there is rejoicing coming that we have never seen before. And not only with that, what God is getting ready to do and those miracles, Pastor Byron, there's times the presence of God is so thick. Have you felt that weightiness where you almost can't take a breath? You can't breathe. And you're sitting there like, is anybody else feeling this? And you know I'm not crazy. I mean, I haven't been diagnosed crazy, but I'm like, Lord, and you know, I got Catherine over here, you know, oh, there's angels then. I mean, I'm telling you, there's activity going on that I'm seeing things I've not seen before. I'm hearing God's voice in levels I've not heard before. And I said, Father, I don't care what they think. You may have my family thinks I'm crazy. I don't care. Be crazy for Jesus. It's the truth, because at the end, did you know the Lord already told me what to say to them when they come and say, how did you know? How did you know? He's already told me what to say. I have an answer waiting for him. And I'm going to tell him, the Lord told me you were going to come and ask me that one day. And this is what he told me to tell you. And that's what I'm going to do. I am so excited. I'm sorry if you're not in agreement. You can lock me up, put me in the closet. I am not, I don't care. I remembered getting back again to the line of the tribe of Judah, what God is up to. And I'm telling you what, he's coming forefront. When he steps out, well, he's already stepped out. I'm telling you, he's already stepped out. But when we start seeing with our eyes the in the natural, the manifestation in the natural of what God is going to do, we're just going to be blown away. I believe we're going to be dragging our jaws on the ground. I'm just anticipating. But I'm so excited. I just keep telling my family, I keep ministering, the evangelizing. And I laugh because I believe God's going to use that. I believe God truly is going to use this. He's going to use this to even reach some of my family members when they're going to go, oh my goodness, this, because I've said only God will get the glory. He's going to get the glory through all of this. Because right now, those, I don't know if any of you, but some of the family members that really just, they're out there in the world. So, you know, if I talk about some of this to them, they're going to be, they don't get it. You know, they're going to think I'm even more nuts. But in the natural, I'm like, Lord, I see what you're doing. You're reaching people that have been so hardened and unreachable. And I knew even when the inauguration happened, I knew it was going to happen. The Lord had told me, because I told my family members, I go, I don't care if he gets inaugurating. Prepare yourself, because he very well is probably going to. Because I felt the Lord tell me, get ready. Because right now, too, you guys, he's testing the church. He's testing his bride. Don't look at it in the natural. Believe. Is he going to find faith here? Is he going to find faith? Do you think he's not capable? Watch what happens. The end of March, I'm just reading little words God's given me through the year. I saw in the spirit the earth, and there was a halo of a mist all around it. I heard the Lord say that this was his abode. He has heard the cries of his people in such great persecution. That is something. We are so blessed in this nation, even though we're going through what we're going through right now, we don't want to lose our freedom. We don't want to go there. But do you ever think of those in Korea, those, the suffering that is going on around the world? God has so had me praying and interceding for that. Such persecution that we have never, ever had to even think about experiencing. And they love the Lord still. And what would they give to have a page from the Bible? I could just, what would they, we are so blessed. So let's take what God has given us and shown us and take His Spirit and the freedom that we have and run the race for the Lord. Get on the horse beside Him and don't back off. I don't care what anybody says. The Lord said that He has saved His best for last. When He told me that, that's what this is. Not that the end is coming, but His best for last. But we know we're in the larger end times. I'm not going to argue about, you know, or not, or discuss, you know, the end or when the Lord's coming back. That only the Father knows. But I'm telling you, we know in the greater scheme of things. And when He said that to me, I thought, He saved His best for last. He said, tell them in your preaching, if you call that this, that the fire that burned in the bush when I spoke to Moses is the same fire that is within my children today. And that same pillar of fire that protected my children is the same fire, my spirit, He said, that we have in us today. That's the same spirit. We are a blessed people. The Lord said that this is the season of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We know that Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but we also are seated with Him, and we are to operate also in the same Holy Spirit that Christ is. So as He is, so we are. So that Lion, I believe what God has been telling me, that's the Lion that we're supposed to have, that same spirit that's within us. Are we not priests and kings with the Lord? Be a roaring lion. Ride beside Him. Don't look and, you know, who cares what others say when you know that you know God deserves all our attention. He deserves all our devotion, our loyalty, our love. The Lord spoke to me about prayers. This was in April of last year. It is the engine that moves God's hand. He showed me that He is turning on the lights, like in each room and house, to expose the darkness in this world. That's what's going on right now. The sex trafficking, evil behavior. He is strategically making, I can't read my own writing. Oh, shots to wound the enemy. He's strategically, this was back in April. All of this that has transpired, when I went back and looked at the dates and I'm looking at what's happening here, this was in April. As I was praying this morning, this is April 21st, as I was praying this morning, the Lord showed me that we are in a boxing match with the enemy. I saw the Christian with his boxing gloves raised, blocking the punches of the enemy. The Lord said to keep your guard up. Guard your head. Guard your organs. I saw punch after punch being thrown at Christians. And he looked, or is it a Christian, and he looked battered and bruised. The Lord said that the enemy will wear himself out. And when he does, the Christian is to punch back with fatal blows. The enemy will be defeated, the Lord said. The Lord said to pray and fast during this time. Pray and fast and keep your hands up, your guard up, and block the enemy's punches and wait for him to tire. And the Christian will then strike back and he will be defeated. This was April of last year. What are we going through right now? What are we going through? Keep your boxing gloves on. This is a time that holy boldness, if we've ever walked in the holy boldness of the Lord. I'm going to share this. This is the end of April also. I say to you today that you will go and minister and see signs and wonders. Signs and wonders are coming. For my right hand will come down and strike the nation and the world. I will shake which can be shaken. I will shake in it. I will shake around it. I will shake upon it. There will be a great chasm. No man will be able to stand. They will know that I am God, and they will cry out to me, for I am redeeming my bride. Those that are thirsty, I will pour my river of living waters into their mouth, and they will be filled. They will go out and see signs and wonders. Do not fear the enemy of your soul, but fear the one that can destroy the enemy. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Nancy, if you're listening to this, if you can hear me, you'll get this. I found this and I started crying last night, June 10th of last year. There, Pastor Byer, your daughter had a dream. I found this. Listen to this. I saw in the Holy Spirit Jesus is a fisherman. He said that I am the master fisherman. He had casted out a fishing line and hooked a large predator. He said that he is reeling in the catch. I see it fighting him, and he is reeling. He is the only one that can catch this large fish. He said that this predator is eating the redeemed. It's lurking unaware and out of sight. He said that he is going to catch it and expose it. I then saw him fight this fish, and he finally reeled it in and strung it up for all to see. It was a large shark. He let it hang high, and everyone just gazed at it. A man-eater eating God's redeemed. Praise the Lord. There was a dream that their daughter had when I found this, and I was like, Lord, Father, this is what you are doing. This is what you are doing. Jesus, thank you, Father. And I've got one last one I'm going to read. This was... actually two, because I have one. I saved that. It's a short one. But this was January, just a couple months ago. As I prayed, the Holy Spirit showed me great shaking. I saw the ground shaking intensely, and it went on for a long time. I saw the Lion of the tribe of Judah standing, and he was the only one that could keep his footing. I then saw the lion start to, he told me not to candy coat this, rip apart people. I said it, Lord. I know there's children listening, maybe. He tore limb from limb. There was blood in his mouth, and he roared. And when he did, I saw the word justice come out of his mouth in white letters. The Lord spoke to me and said, there is a shaking coming. They will not be able to stand. Blood for blood. The blood from the innocent has run through the streets, but not anymore, the Lord said. The blood of the wicked now run through the streets. That's what the Lord said to me. Tell them this word, the way I gave it, that's what I wrote there. I was like, okay, Lord. And this, I have this to share last. This was we're in February now, right? This was the 2nd of February. This was so encouraging. This is what's coming for the bride of Christ. The winds of my spirit will begin to blow, and I will overwhelm my children with my goodness. That's what the Lord just spoke to me this month. The winds of my spirit have begun to blow, and I will overwhelm my children with my goodness. That is what is coming. overwhelm us with his goodness. Father, I just praise you. I just praise you. I'm so used to coming up here and sharing things in the moment or what the Lord has given me. To have this amount of time given, it's like, Lord, help and show me what to, you know, how to minister. I'm honored to have had this opportunity. But I wanted to just share with all of you to just, today's Valentine's Day and the love of the Lord that I can't help but, I don't know, who of you know Bob Jones? You remember Bob Jones? Mm-hmm. He passed away on Valentine's Day. Yeah, great, great man of God. And I always think that when Valentine's Day comes, but oh my goodness, he walked with the Lord in such a beautiful way. But the winds are blowing, and I do believe, I honestly don't know, God hasn't shown me like this year what is to come, how long things are going to take, truly. Things may get more what I call spicy before it gets. I tell my family, my husband, I'm like, listen, all I know is that things are going to turn around.
Yeah.
And it's going to be epic. It's going to be biblical. President Trump will be back in that White House.
Hallelujah.
Because that's who God wanted there.
Yeah.
He's not done with this nation or the world. But what's coming coupled with that, and I believe with all my heart, how we walk this out with the Lord is going to determine, how do I put this in words? For us Christians, it's going to determine, how do I say this? We just need to walk it out with him because we don't want to miss what he wants to do. I want all that he has. I want him to come at TGP and say, look at the faith.
Yeah.
I have found faith here because there is a work he wants to do on this property. There is a work. We are such a blessed people. And for this county, this county, I mean, how many years have I been a Christian? 30, a little over 30 years. And this county, the soil has been, how many times have we heard from people, it's so hard. It's so hard in this area. It's not always going to be this way. There's a time coming, and there's other words that God had showed me, a shovel coming down that hard ground, and he's going to start hitting the ground because he's got to, with what's going on now, you guys, with what's going on now, this is part of him breaking up that hard soil.
Yeah.
Because he has to do that because he's getting ready to open the floodgates. And in order for the ground to absorb it, otherwise it's going to run right off. That's what he showed me. It's not going to be received. It's not going to be appreciated. It's going to run right off and miss, but he is right now breaking up the ground. So when that water that the Lord is getting ready to release comes, it is going to be able to saturate the ground, go into the ground and give nutrients so the Lord can raise up those ministries. There is a harvest. Oh, there is a harvest waiting, but the laborers are few. But I tell you what, one laborer that walks with the Lord can do more. That's all we need is his presence. So we want to be obedient. We want to trust him. Oh, that's another word. Trust. He's trustworthy. We just have to trust him and believe. So I just want to thank him. I thank you for this time, Pastor Byron. And be encouraged today. I hope I didn't go off, you know, kind of in different directions. I just know in my heart of hearts what God has showed me, what he's going to do. And I'm so excited. And I want to be, Catherine and I, we've talked, we want to be in the front row. I don't want to miss anything that he has. Those miracles, the outpouring, I'm telling you, you know, Lord, just pour it out, Father. One more thing, when I was in the fellowship room a few weeks ago, the Lord had showed me when we were praying, oh, the presence of God just fell, and I saw this huge dam, and the Lord, in the Spirit, this is what I saw, and I saw a man going over and like there were boards, you know, beat into the ground, say making a dam. And I saw this man taking a board and just moving it like this and loosening it up and pulled it out and threw it to the side. So then that little bit of water came. And but what the Lord showed me, he's getting ready to open up that entire dam. Right now, what you're feeling, I believe with all my heart, it's what's flowing from heaven. And he released a little board, and there's another board coming out, and then there's another board coming out because the gusher is getting ready to come. That's the process that we're in. So keep your eyes on that. Know that, even with whatever we're seeing. And I'm telling you what, the harder, this is how I've looked at it, the more ick it looks and the more hopeless, I have to preach to myself. Oh, that just means what's coming is that much greater. Oh my goodness, this battle wouldn't be so great if what God is getting ready to do was so amazing. So be encouraged today. I hope you are. Thank you for this opportunity. That's all I have for now. So, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.